Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/comedypodcastnetwork. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to another
sports
podcast. I'm Joel Anderson.
I'm Jordan Palmaville.
And joining us, as always, is the sports outsider, Phil Ranta.
I'm way on the outside. Ball one. Baseball reference.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is a baseball reference, Phil. It's odd of you to use a sports reference.
Yeah, I've got the fever.
This is the first World Series after the Tigers, Jordan and I's favorite team, was swept in the World Series.
Yeah, I saw that.
You caught games this week, Phil?
Yeah,
you caught games?
Really? Well, I decided that it was time for me to finally study up, so I decided to watch this World Series of baseball.
You're kidding me.
No, I watched the World Series.
This is the one thing we
want. Well, I'm a proud Michigan man.
You are.
Yeah. So, and I heard the Detroit Tigers were playing the World Series this year, and I got the fever.
My heart hurts.
That's great. I really don't want to talk.
You really
about
don't
it,
want
Phil.
To talk about the baseball.
Well, you know what? I have so much information to share. Did you know that Pablo Sandoval, who's a player for the Giants, hit three home runs in one game?
Oh, we watched it.
Yeah,
well, we saw it happen.
It was like buzzer beater after buzzer beater, just pop.
Hit him.
Cracker Jacks here.
Hit him off of my personal baseball hero, Justin Verlander.
Yeah, he knocked that one way out of the park.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a pretty good first game. It was exciting, right?
Well, not so much for us. You know, as Tigers fans.
Yeah.
It was 3 hours long. I was engaged the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible, Phil, actually.
Yeah.
You really usually don't do that, Phil.
I ate nachos and wore a backwards cap.
Kind of astonishing that this is the one time that you've decided to actually follow sports is the time that Jordan and I don't want to.
Hey, guess what? Guess what, guys?
What's that?
Free taco. America steals a free taco because Angel Pagon stole a base, so we got a free taco.
A Doritos Locos taco, no
less. It was crazy. Did you get it?
No, I didn't. I didn't have it in me today.
Oh, really?
Would have tasted like shame.
Did you?
To me, it tasted loco. Doritos Locos. Did you know they have a Dorito shell?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Everywhere. Or as they say in Mexico, loco. It was a really good taco.
It is. I've tried it before. I had to pay for it, of course.
We're really thrilled that you had
such a good
taco.
I cannot believe that your enthusiasm
is,
pains me.
Did you know the Giants won 7 straight games?
Yeah.
I did.
Right near the end of a season when they're playing good teams.
Yep.
Well, I guess they're supposed to be good teams.
Okay.
They didn't have
really
great showings, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be great.
All right.
Well, can we move on? I think it's time for the Tim Tebow
best
update.
Of five NLDS. Okay. Won 3 straight games to beat the Reds.
Yeah, they did. That was pretty remarkable.
It was
the
pretty remarkable
comeback. You know what? They're not just Giants in name. They're also Giants in spirit. Congratulations, Giants. Tigers, there's always next year.
Thanks,
if
Phil.
Detroit doesn't burn to the ground first.
Right.
Poverty.
Right.
Tim Tebow, update, watch, update.
Tim Tebow, update, watch, update. Brought to you by Mentos. Feel the rush in your mouth. I'm very old.
All right.
That was a strange drop they sent us this
time.
Yeah,
I didn't like that
one. It was an old person eating a Mentos.
I like the one that was the aggressive one. Feel the rush in your mouth.
Yeah, that one was like the rapping granny that they have in every comedy movie where the grandma's like, I'm old, but I rap. Hip-hop, a hip-hop. Yeah. Where's my walker?
Rapping grannies is one of those things that's just always funny.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have to work that hard.
I guarantee there's 10 improv teams all over America named Rapping Grannies.
Yep. Boxing nuns.
Yeah.
Boxing nuns are always
funny. Oh, that's actually, those puppets.
Don't even have to try. But, so what's going on in Tebow land?
Jets lose. 30-9.
Jets lose.
The Dolphins.
Tebow, box score.
1 carry. 2 yards.
Okay.
All right.
Tim Tebow played 1 snap of football, you guys.
Oh.
And he still got a paycheck, I bet.
Well, yes, they pay him weekly.
What a lucky guy. If only I had to work that little.
His completion percentage in the season remains an unprecedented 100% through seven games.
That is true. And oddly enough, we have an article here from ESPN.com.
Oh, what do they have to say?
Well, they're citing a Sports Illustrated article.
Wow.
You gotta love when they do that.
I did. I took a bit of it. I could have just went to the Sports Illustrated article.
Sure.
Printed that out. Brought that to the podcast. But I used the Worldwide Leader.
Smarter.
Yeah. Thank you. In any case, they did a poll of the players.
Mm-hmm.
They interviewed, let's see how many we got, 180 players. They Whoa. Voted. And they said 34% plurality named Tim Tebow the most overrated player.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
But he took a snap and ran 2 yards.
He did. Well, he gets a lot of attention, maybe disproportionate to how much he plays.
Sure. Yeah.
But oddly enough, tied for second, 8% overrated. Can you name him? Can you guess?
Babe Ruth.
Not alive.
Victoria overrated. Jackson. Nora Dunn.
Horatio Sands.
Mark Sanchez, one of them, correct?
Mark Sanchez, the starting quarterback in New York, second place.
Wow.
For most overrated. He was tied with Tony Romo, as you know.
Has ribs. Delicious ribs.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Asterisk, episode one.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Way throwback there, folks.
Yeah. I've got these episodes memorized.
And they're on YouTube, everyone. So go back and listen to YouTube.
YouTube.com/comedypodnet.
Yeah. Hey, what was the tied vote getting for Romo and
8%.
Wow. So Tebow really ran away with
this one.
He
really ran away. And the smarmy ESPN article says, at least Tebow's in front of Sanchez in one category.
Boo.
Meow.
Kitten's got claws.
You could say Tebow had to run away with this one because he certainly couldn't pass.
Hey-oh.
Oh. But when he ran away with it, he only ran 2 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the Tebow update watch update brought to you by Mentos.
I feel the rush in your mouth. I'm a baby. Wah, wah.
Tebow.
Really don't.
It's a strange drop in Mentos.
It was strange.
I'm a baby.
I wanted the aggressive advertising guy.
We'll ask
hey,
for that next time.
Do you
time.
Like fresh breath? Do you like sports?
Do you like getting stuff crammed in your face?
I do. I hate to say this, guys. I do have to mention we did negotiate one hell of a contract with Mentos for the season. The update, watch update. We're actually getting $137.5 million.
Yeah,
which is unfortunate because that is exactly what we now owe Alex Rodriguez. Because
I'm
of
sorry,
Phil's...
I picked the mystery box.
Oh God!
Asterix episode 44.
Yes, you really screwed us on that one, Phil.
I apologize.
Are you aware that this guy is completely useless?
Yeah, but he's a
we
great
recorded,
drinking buddy.
We recorded 3 podcasts earlier today. All of them deleted by Alex Rodriguez.
He doesn't understand GarageBand.
No, he doesn't understand a lot of things, Phil.
Boo!
$137.5 million. We were in the money. Because of the Mentos endorsement.
He
and now,
let me ride on his jet skis, so I don't care.
I hope it was worth $137.5 million, because that's what we're going to pay him.
It was worth $138 million. I'm going to give him a tip.
All right.
Don't, whatever you do, do not give Alex Rodriguez
Come on,
any more money
guy.
Than we're going
Here's
to.
A tip. Try to catch up to a fastball.
Yes, our budget,
he would love that
Our
joke.
Budget on the podcast was previously zero.
Yeah.
It became $137.5 million.
Mentos
and in one fell swoop,
is covering it.
I wanted to spend that money on something other than Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Corporate Greed.
All right, what else?
Well, we got a big show today.
Yeah.
Okay. We have San Francisco Giants outfielder Hunter Pence,
yep.
Spiritual leader of the team.
Joel Anderson doppelganger, a lot of people said.
Yeah, you know what he is?
He does bear a striking resemblance to me.
As this is an audio show.
Yeah, so everyone can tell.
Completely irrelevant.
And he wrote Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. It's pretty great.
Yeah. No, that's Hunter S. Thompson. He shot himself in the head. He
got blown out of a cannon.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that? He had his ashes after he died loaded into a cannon and shot over Colorado.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
Pretty cool.
What kind of a cannon?
Old-timey, I imagine.
Oh, man, that is cool.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
So we have Hunter Pence, who's on to talk about winning the World Series, which Joel
Can't
and I will
wait
get
to
over.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
We have – hey, Phil, do we have a weird sport?
You're dang tootin' we do. Oh, man, I can't wait for this one.
All right, and we're bringing back for today, What's More Racist?
Ooh, touchy.
One of my favorite shows.
We're edgy.
Yeah, so we'll have that also on the show today.
Well, we should get things started then.
Let's do it.
Let's roll.
All right. Phil has left per the new agreement with all of our guests that appear on the Sports podcast.
Yep. That one's been inked.
So joining us right now, San Francisco right fielder and World Series champion, Hunter Pence.
Hey, guys. I just got done partying. Hunter Pence. Hunter Pence. Hunter Pence.
We're not going to chant that with you.
Well,
no. Oh,
it's
man.
A couple
we
of Tigers
won
fans,
the World
Hunter.
Series. I still have champagne in my brow.
Yep, we can.
Oh, in your brow?
In my brow.
Is it
we were
sticky?
Spraying champagne all over each other, and it's in my brow. Oh, man.
It's great stuff.
Yeah.
Hunter, it is good to have you on the podcast.
Good to be with a couple of Giants fans.
Well,
not at all true.
Oh, yes, it's so
fans.
Good. I can
we're
tell.
We're Tigers fans, actually.
I can tell. You guys look like you're from San Francisco with all your hipsterishness. Look at you guys.
Sure.
No, that's
I can appreciate, as a Tigers fan, I can appreciate what you guys did.
Yeah, you can.
Played
we
exceptional.
Won. First place.
But you already won first place. Now this is the World Championship.
Yeah.
So now you've won the World Series, and by the way, by playing outstanding baseball and really rallying together as a team.
Yeah, we did.
We, even Joel and I
can admit that.
Yeah,
yes.
I can too. We really rallied together and we won.
All right, yeah.
Sweep.
So what are your plans now? You're on the top of the world. What's next?
Well, of course, we got to finish out the season now. It's time to finish this, what we started, we gotta finish.
Well,
I think you already did.
Yeah,
Hunter.
You won the World Series.
Yeah, won the World Series.
Right.
But we're on to the Universe Series now.
What?
It's time to stake our claim for San Francisco throughout all of the known and unknown universe.
There's a Universe Series.
Yeah, yeah, there's a Universe. You don't know about the Universe Series?
They play baseball off
Earth. Okay, what happens... when you win in high school, the division champion.
Well, you go to regionals.
What happens when you win regionals?
You go to states.
What happens when you win states?
Go to nationals.
What happens when you win nationals?
You get a lot of high school pussy.
Yeah, you do. I know. You go to the World Series.
Can we edit that out?
League,
I feel
right?
terrible for
no,
saying that.
No, you can't. What do you mean? This is
I'm
mine.
Sorry, Hunter.
All right, then you go to the World Series for Little League. After that... You go to the Little League Universe Series, right?
I'm
pretty sure you're wrong.
Man, I've been watching nothing but tape of people from Nebular 5 playing baseball. And let me tell you, because they have 12 arms, they can pitch really fast.
How would 12 arms help you pitch
yeah,
really fast?
Yeah, because they've got they all the other ones act as windmills that help them gain momentum. And then they just shoot it out from their beak.
Well, that sounds tremendously difficult.
They can get up to light speed with their pitches. I've got to learn how to swing a little faster.
Yes, you do.
I don't know how you could possibly, because, I mean, in order for you to see the ball, light has to bounce off of it. So if the ball is going faster than the speed of light, I don't know how you could possibly.
Close your eyes and swing away, Joel. Close your eyes and swing away.
Ah, signs.
I can't wait to knock that one straight out of their ballpark, which, as we all know, is 5,000 parsecs large.
What is a parsec?
A parsec is long.
Jesus.
It's long.
This sounds this almost sounds like a different game.
Yeah. Well, I've got good news.
What's that?
Well, we were supposed to go to the Galaxy Series, but as you all know, there's no other known living entities in any of the rest of the tiny galaxy, so we gotta buy.
That's
right. Oh, wow.
That means that already the Giants won the Universe Series, too.
Oh, you mean the Galaxy Series?
Galaxy Series. Yeah, the Universe Series next. The Galaxy Series. Oh, man. I still have freeze-dried ice cream in my brow.
Astonishing, Hunter.
It is.
I mean, until now, I did not know that there was intelligent life anywhere else in the universe, and now it not only is there intelligent life, but it plays baseball.
Yeah, you should see the shuttle bus we're taking up there.
Shuttle bus?
Yeah, it's half shuttle, half bus. It's not a bus from which to shuttle us back and forth to places. No, it's a shuttle bus. It blasts off.
Is this private space travel? Are you going with the Russians or?
Oh, it's going to be private except for some of that alien tail we're going to have in there. Do you know that alien groupies actually have tails?
No, I did
not. We're
not
just getting tail. We're getting tail.
Wow, that Hunter, I actually find it a little disturbing, the interspecies. I don't know if this qualifies me as a bigot.
Oh, someone's a prude. Look at the brood.
Yeah,
oh,
not cool,
oh, you're
Joel.
Stepping out on your wife
pretty much
with another
stick
space
to
being.
Having sex with people.
Like
and
you,
even then, not that often.
All right, are you telling me you wouldn't have had sex with a lady ET?
Yes, I can tell you that.
Well,
that
all right, then you're insane. If you have that opportunity with the little glowing finger, you want to know where to put it. He wanted to try some things out.
Hadn't actually thought about the
glowing
finger. That's
got healing powers, man. It can rip you apart and then heal you in the same touch.
Wow. Okay.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. You know what? Another thing I'm a little worried about playing the Universe Series, because I can't help but notice not a lot of oxygen up there.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think that might be your first priority, is determining how you're going to breathe while
What's the atmosphere like at the stadium? And I don't mean the fans.
Right.
I
mean the first stadium we're playing on XPO39, as we all know. Right? XPO39 is a classic ballpark. They only serve old-style beer as well as plutonium rods for food. But they dip them in the best nacho cheese, man. And this is kind of scary. Do you know they only breathe helium there? There's no oxygen.
Well, that's it.
I've been breathing out of a balloon for the past week to practice. Yeah. That's why my voice is scratchy. I usually sound pretty normal.
The last thing you want to hear is, strike three, you're out.
No, they have incredible deep voices. It's actually below the wave spectrums that our ear can hear. It actually can blow a man's head off when they bellow.
Even though they're breathing only helium.
Yeah.
I hope they don't bellow for your sake.
Right.
Yeah. I hope they have no loud out calls.
Well, that's the thing. They need to adjust a little bit for us in the Universe Series, so they're only allowed to cheer at their highest range, which is actually sounds a little like Barry White to us. And they can only chant,
unbelievable.
Let's get it on.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, but that's all they know.
That's a Marvin Gaye song. They can
right.
only chant like Barry White.
But they do it in Barry White
Marvin
tone,
Gaye song.
Singing Marvin Gaye songs. They can't do the high notes that Marvin Gaye does, or else I'll literally be torn limb from limb.
Well, Hunter, it sounds like you have quite the ordeal ahead of you.
You really You're telling me. Do you know how hard it is to steal a base in a vacuum? You run too hard. You just keep going.
Oh, my goodness.
You just keep going. Okay. You try to slide into second base, you'll end up somewhere on Nebular 5, which, as we all know, is full of cannibals.
Oh, no.
It's a prison colony.
Human cannibals. Who
human cannibals. That's where we sent them all in the 60s. Universe Series!
So, Hunter, after the Universe Series, then what? Time for some R&R? Time for some, you know.
Oh, then we gotta play Heaven. Yeah. Do you know that we're also gonna play a team called the Giants there, but they're actual Angel Giants?
Yeah.
It's very confusing. It's a Los Angeles team and a San Francisco team, both with the names. They're Angel Giants.
One thing you can say, when you play Heaven, you will not have to face Ty Cobb.
No. He'll be screaming at us the whole time.
Actually,
though.
It makes me a little surprised that Heaven beat Hell in the.
Oh, it was a great game.
Yeah,
it was a great game. Let me tell you. Did you know that Hitler, hell of a relief pitcher, hell of a relief pitcher. Apparently, since he's been getting stabbed in the eyeballs for the past 50 years. And he's been fighting it off with his right arm going, get off of my eyes. He's been screaming that for so long and swatting. His arm got pretty buff.
Wow. That is, Hunter, is there any chance that you, being living in San Francisco, dropped acid prior to the recording of this interview?
Not more than usual.
Right.
Can't
okay.
wait for the rest of the season.
Okay. All right. I think we need to bring Phil back in.
All yeah. right. Tune into the Universe Series in your mind's eye. Just meditate on it, and you can watch the whole game commercial-free.
Thanks again, Hunter Pence, our guest. Good luck in the Universe Series. I guess we're going to be pulling for you because you are representing us.
Woo! Go Giants! I knew you guys were my fans.
That's, I guess in this case, we are.
Yeah, this time around, we will be. Thanks
again. You suck,
again.
Nebular 5!
What's more racist? Oh!
Still the drop. Still the drop is the most racist.
Drop is not a part of the game.
All right. Drop is not eligible for what's more racist.
That's a shame because it wins.
All right.
I feel like you're discriminating against the drop.
Oh, man, I'm excited for this what's more racist.
All okay. right.
Minneapolis Star Tribune had an article recently. Headline, Timberwolves pale in comparison to the rest of the NBA.
Whoa. I don't know much about the Timberwolves, but I'm guessing it's because they're very albino.
It's a play on words. There are only 5 black players on the 15-man team. That's 33%, well under the NBA average of 75%.
Whoa,
the NBA average is only 75%. Oh, Europeans, right. Okay.
Currently 75, I believe it was as high as 78 per this article, but they had an article about it. And basically, you know, Dante Cunningham, he's on the team.
He must be one of the white players, right?
No, he's Joel, come on. Don't be one of the what's more racist people.
Right, sorry. Yeah.
In any case, he's on the team, and Twin City civil rights leaders have suggested the franchise is doing this strategically. How do we get a roster that resembles the 1955 Lakers, says Tyrone Terrell, chairman of St. Paul's African-American Leadership Council. I think everything's a strategy. Nothing happens by happenstance. That strategy, Terrell and others in the black community believe, is to sell tickets to the Wolves fan base, which is overwhelmingly white.
Wow.
I have a few issues with their gripe here. First of all, I'm just going to go ahead and assume that the Timberwolves are the worst team in the NBA.
What?
Is that,
why do you make that assumption, Joel? Is it because they're white?
They have a bunch of white guys.
Yeah. Okay, man. Now who's being racist? Jesus.
Hey, listen, I understand that's a little stereotypical, and but at the same time, I'm probably right.
Basketball's in the heart, not in the skin, Joel.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a mere observation of a trend to point out
the heart,
that
not the skin.
African Americans are typically much better players than non African Americans.
Well, that's pretty consistent. Is in terms of diversity, they actually have players from Russia, Montenegro, Spain, and Puerto Rico. A total of five international players.
Well, there we go.
Among a group that also includes
that
five white American players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I am being a little racist, but I think it's also a case where, I mean, white American people just have not traditionally been particularly good basketball
players.
This
is my problem, is that I can't think of anybody who's a basketball fan who's like, man, I would watch a whole lot more basketball if there were more white people on the court.
Yep.
Nobody says that.
I'm glad you brought that up, Phil.
If you're a basketball fan, then you don't care about, you're not a racist person, right?
So what's more racist?
Well, you could be a racist and just overlook it in this particular instance, but generally speaking, yes.
Whatever. What's more racist, this or the last team that was this white, the 1980s Boston Celtics? What's more racist, current Minnesota Timberwolves?
Wait, what's the deal with the 1980s?
They were the whitest teams by percentages.
Okay.
This is the whitest team.
1980s Boston Celtics, very good, running very specifically counter to my earlier assessment of white American basketball players. So there's counterpoint A to Joel's racist point earlier.
Also, what's more racist, this or the MLB not having any black players before Jackie Robinson?
I would say that's the most racist.
I would
because
go
that
with
was
the
institutionalized
active segregation,
right?
of
that seems like a no-brainer.
Black players is more racist.
But I would say that the 80s Celtics is probably more racist than the Timberwolves now, because the 80s Celtics, in the 80s, there was still a whole lot of racism. I've seen
more
the
racism.
Movies.
And when was that whole school busing thing in Boston?
That was in the 1970s.
Was that in the 70s?
I believe it was the mid to late 70s.
Yeah. So
that horrible picture that we've all seen in our textbooks.
Of them throwing bricks at school buses.
Oh, I was referring to one of, like, a white dude that was holding an American flag, and, like, the top of the flag has that point on it, and he's like, yarr, at, like, an African-American dude.
Oh, wow.
Wait, he did the pirate noise?
Yarr. Well, he was...
Way to be full of class.
Yes, he did.
It's pretty disturbing.
You would think institutional racism in the sports is maybe the most racist.
I would say so.
Well, you'd be wrong, Phil.
What?
In 2010, a guy named Don Lewis, a Georgia-based boxing and wrestling promoter, tried to create the All-American Basketball Alliance. Tagline, Whites Only Basketball League.
What?
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Players were required to be U.S. citizens whose parents were of the Caucasian race. The initial roster of the league was intended to have teams in 12, guess it, Southern cities.
Oh, this is a South thing?
This was in 2010.
This guy tried to get
this league off the ground. He also hinted, he's a promoter.
Right.
He also hinted that when the league got started, he could do a reality show called Snowball versus a Bro Ball.
Oh, boo. That's most racist. That might be more racist than the drop.
I'm going to go ahead and differ here.
What?
I think the institutionalized segregation of baseball prior to 1947 is more racist, and here's why. In that case, we're talking about players who are intentionally being held back despite the fact that they are elite and have earned their spot in Major League Baseball because of their ability. In this case, we're talking about segregating, but it's not separate but equal, like, you know, Plessy versus Ferguson. In this case, it's separate Because it has to be, because the white players aren't good enough to play in the good league.
I see, so this is kind of like the Special Olympics of
the
basketball.
D-League.
Exactly.
Basketball leagues.
So, yeah, it's more like the Special Olympics. So, definitely racist, but I would say less racist than not letting quality players play because of their race. This is, we're not letting you play because you're too good. Well, actually, it's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Well, let me tell you, I understand your argument logic.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what Don Lewis said about his league. He said he did not hate anyone of color, but he felt that white people should be given their own league to play, quote, fundamental basketball, which they like, instead of, quote, street ball, he said, that is played by non-whites. He claimed that, quote, white basketball players are essentially shut out of conventional professional basketball due to proliferation of non-organized play on the court. He went on to cite Gilbert Arenas' suspension for bringing guns into the Washington Wizards locker room as an example of the way basketball was being run, commenting, "That's our culture today, and in a free country, we should have the right to move ourselves in a better direction."
Why do racists always start everything with, like, I don't have a problem with people who aren't white, but racism, 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 yeah. Racism, racism.
Pretty damn racist.
So you couldn't just point out to him, I mean, you know, the...
To their credit, the Southern cities where he was targeting, saying that he was going to play,
yeah.
Like, the mayors and city councils of all those places said, no, absolutely,
absolutely
not.
Absolutely not.
Atlanta was one of them? No. Chattanooga was one of them? No, sir.
Does he understand that he's saying he has nothing against black people, but he's rather specifically drawing certain cultural stereotypes here with the way that he's being exclusionary.
And saying horrible racist things.
Horrible racist things. I'm still going to have to go with baseball prior to 1947 was more racist.
Yes, I agree.
I just can't, I mean, as bad as this is, at the same time, it's...
Oh, wait, no, I disagree. Sorry, I got confused. That dude is the most racist.
No, but see, it's hard for me to call it more racist, because most people... This didn't get off the ground. Most people don't
care. That's true, it did not, yeah.
Like this guy is clearly, like, it's hard for... I guess he is more racist in his own special little way, but it's a special way, because it's like the Special Olympics
special
of
basketball. Racism.
Yeah.
All right, last one, old school Aunt Jemima ads.
Oh...
Those
still hold the title,
say,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I would say that's the most...
Even more racist than active segregation, yes. Yeah.
And that was, what's more racist? Oh!
For you, the listeners of Sports, Sports, Sports Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I personally recommend a wonderful book called The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. Joel saw the movie. He said that it was okay. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/comedypodcastnetwork. Again, that's audibletrial.com/comedypodcastnetwork for your free audiobook. And now it's time for another Weird Sports! Weird sports.
I wish you could see the face you make when you say, and yeah. Now it's time for another.
You know what's fun? We passed our 1-year anniversary on Sports, Sports, Sports Podcast about a month back.
Which we forgot to commemorate.
We forgot to commemorate.
I bring in paper every damn week.
Right. But you haven't given it to me yet, so it doesn't count. But I found out, I listened to the first episode again. I started doing that because it was Halloween was coming up, and that's why I started doing those.
Yeah, that's
weird
right.
Sports. And it's been a full year that I've been doing weird sports that way because of it.
Oh,
and now
wow.
Halloween is background again.
So this is
more relevant than ever. More
once again,
than
topical.
Ever.
Yes, absolutely.
We've topicaled our way right back into being topical.
Yes. Cool. And speaking of topical, today's weird sport, canoe polo.
Ooh. I think I already know mostly how this is played.
No, that's bull.
I, on the other hand, am completely clueless and full of questions.
In that case, we should continue.
Well, let me guess. You take a kayak.
Canoe polo, also called kayak polo in some countries.
Oops.
Go on, Joel.
So I guess it's all right. And
no,
then,
you're so
you were,
smart. Go on.
You were doing a bit, and then it backfired on you.
Yeah. So keep going, Joel.
There's probably a ball, and you paddle up to it and whack it with your paddle. Try to hit into a goal.
All right. It's a competitive ball sport played on water in a defined field. They put field in quotes, which means they call the water a field.
Yeah, you can't call it a field.
Well, they do.
It's not a field. A field,
field
is a
play.
Field is
a field of play. Field like a force play. Field isn't a field, Joel.
Touche.
Yeah,
taken.
You're full of wrong things, Joel. You're full of wrong things. It's between two teams of five players, each player in a kayak.
Is this in the field of play? Are we talking natural bodies of water or man-made bodies of water?
We'll get to that very soon.
Wait. Right. So it's in a kayak. So it's not canoe polo. It's kayak polo.
Also called kayak.
Yeah, but canoe and a kayak are actually very close. They're very similar. Well, this one isn't a kayak because they've just got the little hole where you drop yourself in, right? So you don't fall out easily. So, yeah, I guess it's a kayak.
Seems like a canoe would be more challenging.
They probably started as a canoe, and then they got into the Mountain Dew ads.
Oh, yeah.
Kayak
is like, you know, a more athletic thing because it's closer. You can probably maneuver it quicker.
Probably more
The object of the game is to get the ball into the opponent's goal. The team scoring the most goals in a set time is the winner.
Ooh.
I follow.
Yeah.
This makes infinitely more sense than cricket.
This part of the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The game is played in many countries on all continents. All continents, they say, including Antarctica, I guess.
No.
No, they just said all continents, but I think they're wrong. I think six continents.
I think
maybe
I think.
Five.
Kayaking in Antarctica, a little tough. Kind of cold.
Yeah. I agree.
Now, is it the locals playing this, or is it people have gone places and
played
this?
The International Canoe Federation that puts all of this together. it was in 2005 was when they did the first World Games in Duisburg, Germany. Under
How
the patronage
is Germany where you have the canoe anything championship.
Oh, because they've got the River Rhine.
Yes. Okay, I guess. Is that near Duisburg? Wait a second, Duisburg.
Yeah. but it was under the patronage of the International Olympic Committee.
What?
Yeah,
the IOC is just looking for other stupid sports.
They're
to
laundering
do.
Money is what Jeez. They're doing. They're putting on competition yeah, events to launder
true.
Money.
It yeah. makes sense. The game is often described as a combination of water polo, basketball, and kayaking. Go figure. The tactics and playing of the game
Wait a
are
second.
Not...
Where does basketball fit in there?
I was about to say it, Joel.
Okay, fine, go
You're
ahead.
You're so off today. Why are you so off today?
Just, I want to hear.
The tactics and playing of the game are not unlike basketball or water polo, but with the added complexity of the boats, which can be used to tackle an opposition player in possession with the ball or jostle for position within 6 meters of the goal.
How do you tackle?
Oh.
You whack them with your canoe. Yeah.
They don't go into tackling too much, but the way that I saw a YouTube clip of it, and they kind of like ride their boat up on another person's boat and like dunk the front of it.
That's awesome. Totally cool. Awesome sport.
It's pretty
Joel's
cool.
Joel's completely behind canoe.
Joel's
kayak
completely
polo.
Speaking in third person. The ball, which is a water polo ball, is passed from players between players using hands or paddles. So it's kind of like basketball, right? They're like,
oh, okay. So you actually hold on to it.
Actually hold on to it.
That's why it's like basketball.
Yep. A player in possession of the ball can be hand tackled by being pushed over on the shoulder or back and or kayak tackled by an opposition member. They can just grab you and dunk you underwater.
Nice.
Flip of the boat. And then they squeeze in on both sides so your head's underwater. And you're like, I can't flip my kayak. Very dangerous game.
Do people drown?
No. players may only have the ball in their possession for a maximum of 5 seconds. Players can dribble the ball by positioning the ball 1 meter or more ahead of themselves or sideways into the water.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's how they can move around.
All right.
Yeah, that's a fact. Most of the rules concern the safety of the players involved. Boo. For example, illegal substitution and entry into the playing area, illegal use of the paddle, illegal action against a capsized player, illegal jostle, or illegal screening.
What is an illegal action against a capsized player?
I think that means holding them underwater. Like, that's probably the illegal. If they start making choke noises under the water, then that's illegal.
It's one of those things where water polo is a very violent game because anything that
goes on. A
lot of people
don't realize just how violent
water
polo is.
Well, people, you know, what goes on underwater, it stays underwater.
Right.
You know, like the refs generally
underwater
don't
is like Vegas.
A lot like Vegas. So that's why I see they have to put a lot of rules in. These are probably, I imagine, water polo players who are trying something new.
Right.
And they want to keep the violence of their sport.
And now they have paddles. They've
got
gigantic sticks.
Now you've given them a weapon and a boat.
Right, exactly. They are trying to... This is like, you get a penalty for attempted murder, essentially.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad there's a penalty for that.
Yeah. Penalties can include a goal or sideline throws or free shots or goal penalty shots or penalty cards. You just yawned when I said that. You're
well,
so
I'm like,
bored.
I'm like penalty cards. I'm like, psh, whatever.
Yellow card for trying to kill a human being.
Right. You know, in real sports, they just throw you out.
Yeah,
fake
yeah.
ones, they show you a colored card
in order to do it.
This is a warning. I am very angry with you.
Oh, my feelings are hurt.
I am going to write your name down in a book.
Substitutions can be made at any time during the game without notifying the referee. The player and all their equipment must be behind the goal line before another player can come on. So one person paddles out, another one paddles on. Seamless.
Wow.
Well, like hockey.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. An illegal substitution, which means that one person was not, there was two people, you know, on the, like, too many men on the field, right?
Yeah.
In the oncoming player, it could cause them being yellow carded, the oncoming player. Or if it's unclear, the captain will nominate a player who gets, a 2-minute send-off. And the team plays with one less player.
Oh, man.
I like the idea if they're playing in a river of a send-off, just being like, sorry, you're out of here.
They just start
going
floating downriver.
Yeah. So do they play in a pool or in
a
like-
canoe polo is either played indoors in swimming pools or outdoors in a pitch, which should measure 35 meters by 23 meters. So you can just rope off part of lake.
Yeah.
Play that way.
Because, I imagine currents would become a major issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
like
true.
You couldn't play in a river because then one team would have a huge advantage.
Well, then they'd have to switch through halfway through, which all games are about 20 minutes long.
That's not a very long game.
Each half is 7 to 10 minutes.
Well, you know, it's a strenuous thing to do.
Yeah. I can imagine that you get a lot of play in that 10 minutes. A lot. Stop yawning. Why is everyone so bored by weird sports
this
week?
I'm not bored by weird sports. I'm just tired.
The goal is measuring 1 meter high by 1.5 meters wide. It's a frame with a net suspended 2 meters above the water.
I used to bullseye Womp Rats the same size as that.
Oh, no, you didn't. Disney just bought Star Wars. Now they're making episode 7.
Ooh.
I know. Weird, right?
Ew.
George Lucas is not going to be directing or writing. He's handing it off.
So it might be good.
Yeah. Speaking of Womp Rats. But now, speaking of canoe polo. It's 2 meters above the water. So a player acting as the goalie defends the goal with their paddle by sticking it up vertically. Yep.
That
it
is
like,
awesome.
Hey, stop it.
It's
got to
be my favorite.
That seems very reasonable.
It's just a guy waving a paddle.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two referees, one on each sideline, and they're on foot, not in the boats. The score is kept by the scorekeeper, and the time is kept by the timekeeper.
Wait, can you explain that again?
Okay, the scorekeeper... says how many points they have, right?
Right.
Okay. They tally it in a notebook or maybe on a big board. The timekeeper keeps the time, as in they have a little stopwatch or they're looking at a giant clock.
Okay, so wait, is the timekeeper is responsible for keeping track of the score?
Joel, you're not getting this, and you should be. The scorekeeper okay. keeps track of the score. The timekeeper keeps track of the time, the players.
So the scorekeeper keeps track of the time.
No, Joel! You're so dumb, Joel!
Is there anything else we can learn about this sport?
Yeah.
Oh, could you tell us about what more we could learn from this sport?
You betcha. The team change ends with each halftime period. It's 1 to 3 minutes long. Get a little breather. You get to have some Evian waters, some grapes, orange slices.
Good idea.
Get back in there. Each half begins with a sprint where each team lines up against the goal line and the ball is thrown into the middle of the pitch by the referee.
Oh, I like that.
One player from each team sprints to win possession of the ball. Paddle, 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 paddle. Dunk your boat. Grab the ball. Chuck it in.
Sounds like there'd be ramming involved.
Oh, God. That's no longer made for the locker room. It's also part of the sport. Oh, that's a weird way to end it. But I'm going to anyways. That comes to an end. Another weird sport.
Citizens of podcast land, this brings us to the end of another sports.
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 Podcast. Before we go, we'd like to give you our contact information.
You can email us at sportsportsportspodcast@gmail.com. That's sportsportsportspodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at sports3podcast. That's sports3podcast. You can find us on Facebook by searching Sports 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 Podcast. Your little top bar thingy will pop up. You can find us on Stitcher Radio. Download the Stitcher app today and search Sports 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 Podcast. We're there. You can find us on iTunes by searching Sports3Space Podcast. That's Sports3, all one word, Space Podcast. While you're there, why don't you rate and review? Why don't you? Hey, you can find us on YouTube by searching or by going to youtube.com/comedypodnet. A lot of our back episodes are there. We just posted them over the last couple days, so all of our back catalog is there. So while you're there, like it, subscribe, have some fun, enjoy yourselves. Or you can find all of our back episodes at comedypodcastnetwork.com, along with other great podcasts, including Curtain Jerks, our sister podcast, Funny Because It's True, True Stories Told Hilariously, Japanatron, Stories of an American Person in Japan, Come to Your Senses, Carlos Jaime reviewing new trailers along with comedians, The Fort Podcast, which is popular comedians of today and yesteryear doing sketch comedy along with conversation, or you can check out all of the back episodes of the Second Column Podcast, which is also quite funny.
That's
Holy
too many
crap.
Podcasts.
Yeah.
I was seeing if I could plug literally everything.
Well, you did.
Yeah. I did good.
I was about to say, I keep waiting for the podcast where Phil forgets one of the things and like our Twitter account instantly crashes because Phil didn't mention it, but it never happens. Phil
got a lot of new
them.
Followers on Twitter this week.
We do.
You guys must have posted something funny because Lord knows I don't post any funny sports stuff.
We posted funny things.
Nice. There are some things
there were some
on there.
Funny things
nice.
On Twitter.
Just got to remind people they can check out our future episodes in their mind's eye.
Look into their mind's eye.
You guys drank some of Hunter Pence's Kool-Aid, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Huh? Hunter's back.
Okay.
Look at the universe.
Folks at home, I got to take care of something here. Lights off.
You have received this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit ComedyPodcastNetwork.com.